Com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
Feel it.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for Dr. Asa On Call, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Want to get well live. This is the show. Your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off with Frank. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Ace?
Living well, man. How can I help?
Well, I got some questions about, it's about my sister. She's 60 years old. She lives in California. She was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, osteoporosis. She's got high cholesterol. She's got like a myriad of ailments and stuff. And she's been treated for this for years, and nothing seems to work for her. And that's one of her complaints. Like, nothing she takes works for her. She has the attitude that it doesn't matter, you know, what it is, it won't work for her. And she's, like, sick all the time. And, you know, she's depressed about it. And, you know, we talk a lot, and it's kind of depressing for me to listen to her. I try to help her out, you know, from what I know and understand. And, you know, it just doesn't matter. Whatever she takes, this pill, that pill, nothing works for her. And I think a lot of the stuff is in her head. I think a lot of the, like, I'm sure you know about tension myositis syndrome.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, what's your feeling about that and possibly what could be, you know.
Well, let's backtrack for a second. So you hear her going through all these conditions. And by the way, fibromyalgia has a strong mental component to it, and people that go through a lot of, they have a hard time forgiving other people, and they're angry, those sorts of things, they have bitterness built up. A lot of people that deal with that and have a hard time with that end up having fibromyalgia. It's one of the root causes of it. But let's get into it a little bit about her background. So she's been this way she's got all these different situations, different diagnoses, but how long has she been dealing with it as a whole? Has it really just built up within the last couple of years, or has it been going on for a long time?
No, I think it's about 15, since she moved out to California, it's been about, I guess, about 15, 16 years, 17 years, things started happening. I know she, when her dad died, she never got over that. She's, like you just said, about forgiveness and everything.
Right.
Big on that. You know, she's just bitter and that whole deal, and that's why I try to explain to her. And, you know, just like I read in the book, people don't want to hear that. You know, they don't believe that's what the problem is. You know, she's kind of fights that, like, you know, I try to tell her, you know, a lot of this is in your head. It's in your subconscious, but you don't, you know, and then, you know, you just get, she fights me on it. And
I don't know what to tell her. I try to help
her because the doctors out there don't seem to be helping her, and nobody's giving her, you know, any good information out there. So,
one thing you cannot do is you can't tell your sister that's all in her head, then she'll turn around and drop the hammer on you.
Yeah, that's what she does.
Right. So yeah. that's not going to work very well. So the bigger issue is with your sister and what she's going through. I mean, yeah, I mean, what she's going through could be in her head, but there's a lot of valid things she's got going on with her body. So the biggest thing is to be an encouragement to her. That's the number one thing. Rather than saying, this is what's wrong, and you need to go do this, and you need to do that, it's more about really, and maybe buying her my book, Empowering Your Health, literally, and just saying, hey, you know, sis, read this, check it out, just look at some of the things in there. I listen to this guy on the radio all the time, and there's some really things that could help you. See, that's the way you want to do it. You want to soft serve it and make sure that she's in a place where she can receive it. Because it's so important. I mean, she's in a place right now where, like you said, she's been to all the different doctors. She's seen everybody and doesn't feel like anybody's really giving her any help. And that's not going to bode well for her because it's not going to give her any hope. What she needs more, getting her in a mental place, in a state, as we call it, to where she's ready to get well. She's ready to come up with a plan for her life where she's ready. Because if somebody's not ready, have you tried that?
Oh, I've tried everything, yeah. And I think it's what it is it gives her something to hold on to, I think, her ailments. Because when she, the thing she does is she, well, I was diagnosed with this. I was like, everything's a death sentence. And I'm like, it's not a death sentence. I said, believe me. I said, there's hope. I mean, there's things out there. I said, I told about you. I listened to you and, you know. And, you know, she got a lot of good information, told about the inflammation and stuff like that. And, you know, oh, I can't give this up and I can't give the head up. And I just, you know, I listen. I try to do everything and encourage her to try to help her out. I mean, she's 3,000 miles away and, you know, I wish I was right there with her. But she just, you know, I don't know what to do to get her to that point where, you know, okay, let me try this. And she's looking for a magic bullet, in effect. And actually, she was just looking at hyperbaric treatment.
Oh yeah, definitely. She wants the silver bullet. I mean, it's got validity. I mean, the hyperbaric treatment is good. It's got validity to it. And there's science behind it, and there's good research behind it. But again, there's the only silver bullet for her is if she wants to get well. See, some people just enjoy being sick, like they get their identity from it, and that's who she is. I would just nail her between the eyes with love, and I would say to her. I would say, look, I want to ask you a question, and I really want you to give me an honest answer. I say, do you want to get well? Ask her. And she may freak out. She may go, oh, of course I want to get well. You know, that's a dumb question. Don't ask me stupid questions. And she may go like, she may get that way. But say, no, I'm serious. Say, do you want to get well? Well, yeah, of course I do. Okay. Are you willing to do whatever it takes, no matter how hard it might be, to get well? And that means not eating these certain foods. That means exercising even when it's painful. That means forgiving people and walking through some of the things that it's been hard for you to walk through. You see, when you confront someone and you pull the sheet back and they're exposed, that's when the rubber hits the road. And that's where you're going to get real answers. And she may be uncomfortable with that. But she'll be in a really good place and in a vulnerable place to where you can really encourage her and say, look, no one's coming down on you, but we're here to help you. I'm here to help you. But she's got to want to help her. You know what I'm saying? There was a man in John chapter 5, verse 6 in the Bible, and he would lay by the pool called Bethesda. It was a pool, and in the Bible they talked about it. It was, you know, whatever your thoughts are on that, you can call it a story, whatever you want to call it. But they said that there was a pool that when people would get in it, they would get healed. And the Bible talks about a story of a man who was sick for 38 years. Now, unless you've got some kind of major genetic disorder, no one's sick for 38 years unless they want to be. But he was laying by the pool of Bethesda, and Jesus walked by him. And he said to him, he said, do you want to get well? And the man looked at him, and the first thing out of his mouth was, I can't. And that's where your sister is right now. You may walk by her and offer a handout to her and say, do you want to get well? And she says, I can't. I've been diagnosed with this. I can't. I've been diagnosed with that. Now, the amazing thing in the story is that Jesus still healed her. Now, you don't have the ability to do that. But you have the ability to love her. And so I just encourage you to keep doing that and help her see where she is. And I'll be the greatest resource in any way you need me to. This is Dr. Asa on call.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. cure, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Radio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
lines are open. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Welcome back to the show. Don't forget, you can go online and check us out. All the nutrition information that you're looking for, learning how to lifestyle your way back to health, our lifestyle team and wellness team, we really fill in the gaps. Got a great, great team. It's growing every single day. Wellness experts around the country joining our team to really give you the best in lifestyle choices. And it really is the area that we're missing. So if you're trying to figure out how to drop those pounds, if you're figuring out what kind of nutrition that your body needs, and you're really looking for a new start, somebody to coach you and walk with you along the way, that's what we're here for. That's what our team is here for. Because we want to see you live better, have more hope to really go through life and achieve all that you want to achieve. And that's what we're here. That's what all of this is about. It's about you. It's about your health. It's about your life. And it's about everything that you are looking for to be and to achieve. Let's go to Rebecca now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Dr. Asa. I'll just recap from our little telephone incident.
glad to have you back.
Earlier hour, my phone went crazy.
Okay.
My name is Rebecca. And anyway, I lost 75 pounds over the last 2 or 3 years. Oh, I've had hypertension since I was 19. I'm 55 years old now. I eat healthy now, and but over the last 15, maybe 18 years, I've been in and out of emergency rooms, hospital stays. I've had all the tests ran, perfect heart, no glitches on any of my tests. But I have a chest pain that comes and goes, and I have been diagnosed with a hiatal hernia. My doctor is a cardiologist by profession and my MD, and he's a great doctor. And essentially, the chest pain is always right above my heart, and it just scares me really bad when it happens. And I'm just wondering, is that typical with hiatal hernia, with acid reflux? Is that a typical pain? Is there something deeper that we're just not finding?
Yeah, I mean, it just depends. I mean, when you say something deeper that we're not finding, I mean, the reality is the doctor himself or herself, you know, is going to have to do the testing to figure that out. And that's tough for me to just say, but you know, at the end of the day, there's many, many issues that could be causing them. Everything from, it could be heart, but if you rule everything out, meaning if they do the EKGs and an echo and they do everything, all the basic tests, and even the blood work, and it's showing that everything's fine, then they have to go with, okay, everything's okay. But if it's still bothering you, still hurting, it could be something else. I mean, it could be anxiety masking itself as some type of heart-related issue. It could be costochondritis, which is where you got the ribs actually going into the sternum. And there could be a malposition in those. And that's where a good chiropractic physician can come in, believe it or not. Would work very well. Physical therapy could do well, too, in resolving that. So there's a lot of could-bes when it comes to chest pain. And, you know, so is it been, let me ask you this question just from my own curiosity. Has it been coming and going? And does it go, you know, does the pain go down your arm very often? Your left arm?
No, I don't really feel any pain going down my arm or any other heart-related symptoms typically. It's just, it feels like about 2 to 3 inches right above my heart in my chest, and the pain never moves, and it just hurts the same way each time. And I think that because I have been more obese and because I've had hypertension for so long, I think that I jump to conclusions and I get scared. And I
but that's okay.
Think it could be related to my doctor prescribed at one time for me Nexium for the acid reflux for the hiatal hernia, and that was diagnosed with the upper GI and everything, so I'm sure that it's there. It's just that I couldn't continue to take Nexium because it gave me bad side effects. So we've tried switching me over to more like just a name brand acid reducer, and that does seem to help. I do feel like that has helped. And so, you know, I guess I should just look at the obvious thing instead of worrying about the unobvious.
Yeah, but it's okay, Rebecca, to go through that. You know, I mean, it's a normal response to feel that way. And you're dealing with your heart, potentially. And so it would freak anybody out. So it's not being overly cautious. But at the end of the day, if you've ruled everything out and they've checked it and it's not your heart, you might want to go have someone look at it. Now, did they say anything about it being like an atypical angina chest pain, which is just kind of a generalized, almost cramping of the heart muscle, basically?
No, they've actually never found anything at all related to my heart. I'm very thankful to say.
Absolutely.
And initially, 2 to 3 years ago, that is what got me in gear about adjusting the way that I ate, and 75 pounds is significant, but I have about another 50 pounds to go, and I'm trying to get back to the original way that I started doing this, was by only placing things in my mouth that helped my body. Vegetables and olive oil, and I have read up, and I do know quite a bit now about things that are a positive effect on your body.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I think just sticking with that game plan and sticking with what you're doing is good. I would maybe go into a chiropractic physician's office, have them take a look at it, because if it is something like a costochondritis, there's a lot of techniques that they can use to get it resolved. And if you carried a lot of weight before, then there could be some malposition in those areas. Literally the most minute shifting in that area could create a lot of pain. I mean, it feels like sometimes somebody's putting just a knife in that area. It hurts to breathe, that sort of thing. So that's a possibility. So if you've had the weight on you, which you have, and now you've lost it, that's a possibility. Because if the muscles themselves have atrophied in that area and they used to hold, there can be some shifting. And at least they can check it out and give you a good overview. And it wouldn't be that expensive. Most of them take insurance, and at least you can get an evaluation to rule that out. And you may find that that was an issue the entire time. The structural aspect of the body is very overlooked, and most people don't think about it. They're just like, what pill do I need to take to make this better? And a lot of times it can be on the structural side of the body. So just a little note to think on, and definitely good to hear from you. Keep me posted, okay? We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Is your dream more time, more money, or better health? Stop by our longevity booth at the Minnesota State Fair and say hello to the GCN team reps and get your healthy energy drink on the way to the fair. Sign up for door prizes and find out about our amazing home-based business opportunity as featured in Success Magazine, located near the main entry to the State Fair off Snelling and Dan Patch Avenue at 1366 Snelling Avenue North, or call 651-261-2040.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Michelle. Hi, Michelle.
I'm a 50-year-old, you know, and I'm really sick. I was on a protocol of medication, which was Prilosec, and Abilify, and the Prilosec was for LPR, and I had that severely. I have had to have $7,000 worth of dental work because of the severity of the reflux, and I have retention cysts in my sinus cavities from that. I was on Abilify for sleep and as an add-on for depression, and was given Cymbalta. I received a prednisone shot and was a smoker. Mm. And I have a very complicated medical history. I have a benign brain lesion, and on. I have a rare spinal cord disorder, Tarlov's cyst. I have foot drop. I have osteoarthritis. I have fibromyalgia. I recently found out that I didn't know. I was 2 inches shorter than I knew that I had been. And I was less with this medicine, sacraments, and Balta was added with a bleeding disorder.
Okay.
Approximately 3 weeks. That developed into scalded skin syndrome. And I haven't had any medical treatment. I've been waiting. This has been going on since July. I'm dismissed from my 20-year-old medical practice because of complaints. I went to a local hospital, unnamed, and had been unhappy with an internist there, and that was when I wasn't sure why I was losing the ability to use my right foot, and I'm dismissed from that. I have an upcoming appointment with the dermatology associate because I have lost so many layers of my skin. I'm unable to control my body temperature to regulate it. I still am able to be any hair, rip. You know, my skin is so fragile. I recently lost my eyelashes 2 weeks ago. For mental health support, because I'm so toxic to everything now. I was already toxic to NSAIDs. I was already toxic to a multitude of medications.
Mm-hmm.
I can no longer take the Abilify, any classification of that drug. I cannot take the Prilosec. I have received the most severe side effects from those drugs, and when I tried to stay on them, even after I discontinued without medical support, don't do it alone. But I had to. It was to save my life. The Cymbalta, and really who helped me was Poison Control in Louisville, Kentucky. I have no doctor. I'm alone. I'm really sick. And I am trying so hard. I am, for nutrition, following the advice of a Chinese herbalist in Massachusetts who said for fibromyalgia that I have, and pain, which I have a great deal of pain, that our bodies are wet for that condition. And he suggested to go on foods that potentially, what he said, dry internally the body system out. And because I'm so allergic to everything now, I can't hardly eat. I didn't know I had an ulcer either, and I can barely get food in, and so I'm trying to follow the wet protocol that the doctor suggested. I get a few bites of food in at a time. I'm constantly running a fever, and I don't know what to do.
I understand. I know it's tough, and I know it's not easy, but it sounds like you've got a decent team around you to help you, right?
No, I have no one.
Well, you got the Chinese, the Chinese herbalist. Are you seeing him, or do you just go by advice, like over the internet, or do you talk to him by phone? How does that work?
Right. No. His advice is an internet email that you can go symptomatically through. And, that seems to be, I've always had that issue and tried to explain it to doctors. My body can never take heat, and it's always in a wet state.
But most doctors don't understand that because they don't understand Chinese medicine.
Okay. Well, it's that my body tends to accumulate fluid, always.
Right, but I'm just saying a lot of traditional medical doctors are not trained in Chinese medicine. You know what I mean? So they're not really going to get that.
Okay.
So you have a primary care doctor that you're working with right now that is really helping you? I mean, the one that's been giving you the medicine?
No, I can't take any. I am excluded from medications. I'm allergic now to them.
To all of them, right? Even though, the antibiotics that you were taking for quite some time, you can't even take anymore, right?
The MRSA, for the MRSA, I went to emergency room to get a second protocol, but those wound sites are still sore, and I have an upcoming appointment to go for a one-time visit to a dermatology clinic for where I've lost the eyelashes and where I've lost all the multi-layers of my skin.
I understand. So your question to me is what?
And alone. Maybe some medicine.
You just need somebody to help, right?
No, I have no one. I don't know a doctor that will see me. I don't know where to find a doctor.
Have you gone to a naturopathic physician at all?
I've considered that at to go back to GNC. You don't have knowledge of herbal products. That's all I'm using.
I do for calm. I mean, that's fine for your GABA levels and anxiety and that sort of thing. I mean, I've got all kinds of ideas, but that's not for me to just tell you a bunch of herbal things that'll help right or that could possibly help right now is not what you need. That's not my best play of advice for you. And if my best bit of information for you is really with everything you have going on, you don't need to hear something from me per se. You need to get someone that can dig in with you. Does that make sense?
Right.
You need someone that can really get an hour with you just on the consultation to get all the details and do a brief, a thorough exam and really dig into your history and walk in this thing with you. And traditional medicine is good, but I think in your case of what you're looking for, someone that's been trained as a naturopathic physician would be very helpful. And, if you've gone the medical route and the antibiotics and whatnot are not helping you, how long has it been since you've been to, say, internal medicine doctor or, like you said, a dermatologist, anyone? How long has it been?
I have been. My last medical appointment was an urgent treatment visit and a hospital visit, and they said, you need to be seen now. You need to be seen now. And I tried to readmit to the only two places I actually had any medical history and declined. So I need to find someone who could work with me. And I have, when they gave me my medical history finally, it filled up a complete sheet. I didn't know that I had some of the things that I had, so I've had to secure all of my medical records alone to try to find another doctor for treatment. I mean, I have had everything that could go wrong did go wrong. I'm so debilitated. I don't have any understanding how to get into a recovery state at this point.
Well, here's the thing. I understand that you're upset and you're scared and you don't know where to turn. I understand that. But you have to definitely get someone with you that can guide you. And there are people that do care about you. I mean, we do. But it's finding someone near you, you know what I mean, that really can dig in with you, kind of take you by the hand and walk you through the process. Many times, the reason I'm saying a naturopathic physician, I think that they're really good because they tend to take a lot of time and they see a lot of cases after it's already gone to the traditional medical route. And, and a lot of medical doctors are not real big fans of that form of treatment. But it's definitely worth, meeting with someone and telling them your story and letting them kind of dig in. I wouldn't completely stop on the medical route either, though. And maybe the doctors that have worked with you have come to the end of their line, find another one. There's always a little bit of training that a doctor can have that may have an answer. Because I'll tell you this, God hasn't left you in the middle of all this. I mean, that's just my own opinion. And, he says he'll never leave you, so he's the great physician. He's greater than any of us. He's the one that provides all the education for it anyway. So I would trust in that. Have hope to know that there's a better day coming, but reach out for what you know to find some of these doctors to walk with you.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Madigan. Did I say that right? Madigan?
Yes, Edward Madigan, sir.
Okay, Edward, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do to help, sir?
I had a recent issue with my type 2 diabetic and control of meds. Had it for over 10 years, and all of a sudden they take a routine EKG. Had like three of them done in the last, say, 2 years, and all of a sudden now it's saying sinus rhythm, then it goes possible minor infarction, which means minor heart attack. And I was wondering if you could give me any insight as to what could be doing that.
Well, I mean, what do your doctors tell you so far? Do they give you any kind of inkling of what's going on?
Just, I had an echocardiogram done, and they couldn't find anything there. But I was told by the technician, he goes, well, it usually means there's a blockage somewhere, and part of your heart muscle got deprived of oxygen. And I don't know, I feel fine, feel good. Never, you know, I've never had any heart issues in my life. I'm an ex-military guy, a Marine corporal from way back in the 80s. They finished up in 89. And currently, you know, I work full-time, and I'm over 50 now, I'm 51, but I've always been like the positive type, and, you know, I'm the diabetic issue, I couldn't get around it. I do my best with it with meds and control on the average of 7 to 7.5 on my A1C. So, you know, that isn't really a factor so much, but that's what's scaring me a little bit. Why would your EKG come back all of a sudden minor infarction? You know, I've never had that happen.
Yeah, but that could be a variant too. I mean, because it comes back like that doesn't mean you should be overly concerned. Especially, did the doctor say to be overly concerned, or he said don't worry about it?
Yeah, he more or less said don't worry about it. But I have a medical ticket with the FAA that's kind of dependent on that. I have my private pilot license since I was a lot younger, and I planned on in the future, near future, to upgrade my skill levels and. Basically, I have to get a first-class medical. I currently have a third-class with a special issuance for the diabetes thing. You can fly an airplane, but you got to have the right paperwork filed and get approval. And so I was going to get my first class, and that's when that came up, right during the exam. It was just basically a trial exam just to see how things are going. You know, that came up, so it's a good thing I did it that way. But, you know, that concern with it, but I'm just trying to figure out, why would all of a sudden every EKG machine turn on? You know, that's what it feels like, you know. But you don't have any ideas at all? Or?
Well, I mean, it could be there's a lot of different reasons why that can happen. But, I mean, like quite a few. And only if I had all the testing and that sort of thing to really look at could I give you a real good, solid answer. But, I mean, there's several things and reasons why. But why? I mean, do you absolutely know why and just give you a definitive answer? I think your doctor would have already given you that. You know, it's just one of those deals where you just don't know. And the heart itself, when it shows these variants, like on an EKG or an echo or whatever, you just have to look at them. And there's certain little aspects of these tests that will just give you some baseline answers. And you can go back to the textbooks and what they teach us. But at the end of the day, you have to just say, okay, well, the heart's just doing this, and, you know, here's why. Or we don't know why. And so you have to focus on not so much of what the test said, but what can you do to make your heart strong, and what can you do to support your heart? I mean, that really needs to be the focus of your mindset more than anything. Because, again, you feel great, right? Everything's going okay, but then you've got a test over here that says, well, here's the deal, and so it gets you kind of concerned. And I get that. I mean, I would be too. But just so you know, a lot of people have things that pop up on these tests, and really they're living normal lives. I mean, you can have little anomalies from birth that show up. You can have issues with the mitral valve. You can have, you develop stenosis later on, but not even really feel anything so much. But there can be these variants there, and people live completely normal lives, and their heart functions completely normal. So, I mean, just so you know, I wouldn't overly focus on that. What I would focus on is, okay, now you're in your 50s, and you're an ex-military guy, and you want to do everything you can to support your heart and support your health and to really function at a key level and a high level. So, I mean, the question becomes, okay, what can you do to make that happen? So supplements and things, I mean, foods, are you eating plenty of fruits and vegetables, getting at least two or three servings per lunch and dinner minimum every day? Are you eating non-inflammatory foods? Are you exercising at least 5 days a week? Are you getting plenty of fish oil, 1 to 2 servings a day, plenty of vitamin D, plenty of CoQ10? Are you, eating plenty of fish and keeping your carbohydrates moderate? You know, are you drinking plenty of water, half your body weight in ounces? Are you getting plenty of rest, supporting the adrenal glands? I mean, see, these are all the questions that you should be asking yourself, because at the end of the day, you know, supporting the body, supporting the heart, and keeping the body at a good place where you can go to that next level, so that as you go in and you get tested again at your yearly physical or whatever, and they start noticing that there's, you know, there might be a little variant there, but man, you're healthy. You know, now we're talking. So you got the heart of a 35-year young guy. I mean, those are the kind of things that you want to hear based on your choices that you're making at this point. So now that you're in a place where you can really focus and you can really make better choices, make good choices, that's really the direction you want to focus in. So, I mean, is there anything you can take or anything to fix that? If that's a question in your mind, I wouldn't really, not so much. And I don't, again, it's one of those things where I don't know because I don't have all the tests and everything in front of me. So the doctor would have already told you that. But what can you do moving forward? That's the key. And there's a lot you can do. My book talks about that a lot, too. It's called Empowering Your Health. A lot of tools in there that can help, okay? Thanks for the call, and glad to hear you're doing well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
The show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.